This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Lifestyle, the lifestyle that was brought to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to continue on following his path until we breathe our last. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Because Allah will determine our condition or our situation by the last action that we will perform in this dunya. So the last action matters the most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last action the best. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-ibra bil-khawateen. Allah will determine your destiny, whether in Jannah or wal-ayadu billah, in the other destination. May Allah protect us all by the last action that you have performed in this dunya. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everyone who had entered the room, may Allah accept your effort, ya Rabbi Alameen. So it is very important to understand that following the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making his path, making his life, our lifestyle, is what will determine our destination in Jannah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Or if you didn't follow, then it's up to you. Blame no one but yourself. Today is very important topic, and that is avoiding sins. The lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of avoiding sins at all cost. تجنب المعاصي ما ظهر منها وما بطن. The apparent sinful activities that can be obviously available at our fingertips, which are very obvious that it is haram, or these activities are haram, so avoid that. وما بطن, and those that are hidden. Those that are performed maybe behind closed doors, those sins that maybe are vague, and sometimes we are unsure, halal or haram, and so on and so forth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin." Halal is obvious, haram too is obvious. You don't need really a mufti or a speaker or a sheikh or this and that to tell you what's halal and what's haram. You have your common sense, you know exactly what's right, you know exactly what is wrong. However, there are other matters require deep knowledge, require maybe scholars to come and tell you it's halal because, and then they will cite the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ as evidence, or they will tell you it's haram because, and they will also cite those evidences. The Prophet ﷺ said that these gray matters, these vague issues, it is better for you to avoid them at all costs. Avoid them. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الشُّبُهَاتِ. You better avoid those doubtful matters, which could lead easily to sinful activities. May Allah protect us all and grant us the right understanding. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there are other sins that are specific, which we should also avoid at all costs. And I wanted to highlight a few of them. In fact, one of them in particular that is absolutely general, so it's not like stealing. Stealing is a specific sin, but there are other sins that are committed in secret, behind closed doors, that Allah alone knows what are the nature of these sinful activities. So the Prophet ﷺ also addressed this issue, saying, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي. I know a group of people from amongst my ummah, so they are Muslims. يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. These people will come on the day of judgment. بِحَسَنَاتٍ أَمْثَالَ جِبَالَةِ هَامَةَ بَيْضَى. These people will come to Allah with good deeds. Listen to my words very carefully. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. These people will come with great good deeds, as great in size, in measure, like the size of mountains. So they are good people. They are engaging in good activities. فَيَجْعَلَهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn these good actions into scattered dust, meaning these good activities will be weightless in the sight of Allah. Allah will not even look at them. Why is that so? This is something very scary, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to come to Allah with good actions. You think that you have done good, only to find that your actions will be turned away. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about, in Surah Al-Kahf, a surah that we're supposed to read every Friday, subhanAllah, that, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Should I inform you of the greatest losers of all time? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا هُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. That those people who have thought that they are doing good actions in this dunya, while in fact they were astray, they were misguided, they were misled by others. May Allah protect us, and may Allah never make us among those people. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is drawing to us this mental picture that there are some people who are doing excellent actions, yet their deeds will be rejected. So there was a companion among the people who listened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he mentioned those words, and he, inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صِفْهُمْ لَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ جَلِّهِمْ لَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. This companion named Thawban, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to the Prophet ﷺ, describe these people to us. Yani talk to us more about them. Who are they? So that we can avoid what they used to do. So that we do not fall into their own mistake or into the same mistake again. So he said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ إِخْوَانُكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, indeed they are your brothers and sisters in Islam. وَمِنْ جِلْدَتِكُمْ. And they have the same nature, the same inclinations like yourselves. They are human beings like you and I. So there is no really much difference between you and I. وَيَأْخُذُونَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ كَمَا تَأْخُذُونَ. Not only that, they have an extra quality now. What is that extra quality? They used to stay up in the night praying to Allah, tahajjud, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, just like how you do. So this is now, not everyone will be given the gift of Qiyamul Layl. Let us agree on this. Not everyone will be gifted Qiyamul Layl. These are selected people Allah had chosen to cleanse them from their sins by giving them that ability of giving up their sleep, giving up the warm beds and the teddy bears that you hug all night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. So what is their problem then? Some of you may ask now, if those people are coming with great number of good deeds, and they pray late at night, the best form of prayers after tahajjud, the best form of prayers after the obligatory prayer is Qiyamul Layl. Nothing can beat Qiyamul Layl. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. So what is their problem? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued by saying, وَلَكِنَّهُمْ أَقْوَامٌ. However, they are groups of people. إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِمْتَهَكُوهَا. These people, when they are alone, behind closed doors, when the haram is presented to them secretly, they violate the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the problem. These are the sins that are committed behind closed doors that eat up your good deeds. May Allah protect us all, Ya Rabbi. May Allah protect us all. Few things we learn from this hadith, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Number one, your good deeds alone are not sufficient to take you to Jannah. So be careful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day stood up and he said to the people, he warned the people who were around him. He said, you will never be saved by your good deeds. They said, even you, Ya Rasulullah, even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, even I, until or unless Allah showers me with His mercy. So we will never attain salvation, Jannah, with our good actions. Forget about this. We have to invoke Allah's mercy to cover us up, and cover us from those sinful activities so that He may admit us to Jannah. Second thing we learn about this hadith is the care of the companion named Thawban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. He was so worried about those activities. So he asked the Prophet ﷺ and he inquired from the Prophet ﷺ to describe these people to him so that he can avoid those sins. So it is important, as much as we wanted to learn the good activities, we need to learn also the bad ones so that we can avoid them. We need to learn the consequences of sinful activities on our lives so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, avoid them at all costs. Another thing also to learn, which is very, very, I found it to be the most important lesson of this hadith, is that look at the words of the Prophet ﷺ when he started describing these people. He said what? They are your brothers. They are your sisters. They pray late at night. These brothers of yours, they pray late at night. Which means what? They are religious people. They are committed to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that does not prevent them from falling into sins. Which means that you and I, the lay people, should now have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through his messenger that even religious people who pray tahajjud can fall into sinful activities. So how about you and I? So now we have hope, high hope that Allah will have mercy upon us once we return to him in repentance. The point is, my brothers and sisters in Islam, avoiding sin is a lifestyle. Is a lifestyle that the believers should always have in mind. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, avoid being alone with the opposite gender. So if you are a man, avoid to be alone behind closed doors with a female. And if you are a female, avoid being alone with a man. And also that applies to those people who are chatting online. If you are chatting with the opposite gender online alone, where there is no supervisor to prevent any haram from happening, then avoid that. The Prophet ﷺ said, avoid that. Why? Because the third will be shaitan. The third person will be shaitan. And of course, shaitan is not there to entertain you. Shaitan is not there to invite you for a barbecue. Shaitan is there to drag you, literally to drag you into sinful activities. Look at this. Avoiding sin was the lifestyle of the Prophet ﷺ, was the lifestyle of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and it should be your lifestyle too. Why is that so? Because once you have fallen behind closed doors, you are indirectly demonstrating a very dangerous idea. And that is, I'm afraid of my father, I'm afraid of my mother, I'm afraid of my husband, I'm afraid of my wife. That's why I committed the sins behind closed doors, because I'm not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indirectly, you are saying this. You are making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the least person, the least deity looking at you. The least who's looking and observing your sins. But if your mom is there around you, you will dare not to do haram in secret. If your father is around, you will dare not doing the haram in front of him. But once your father is not here, once your mother is absent, once your husband or your wife is not around and you are alone, you just go for the sin. No matter what, how big the sin is, you just go for it because you don't think that Allah is watching you. That's why Allah said in the Quran, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعْهُمْ. That these people, they conceal their sins from the people around them, but they do not conceal their sins from Allah who is with them. Allahu Akbar, wherever you are. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. The Prophet ﷺ said, fear Allah and have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. If you did not watch my episode of At-Taqwa, please go back, scroll down wherever you are. We have we broadcast from Wael Ibrahim page, Connect Institute Global, Connect Institute Karachi, and Live Deen. Go back, scroll down to see the previous episodes, or visit the Aware Academy to see the entire series, inshallah, to know how taqwa is important and yet another part of our lifestyle. Our ulama taught us, من نسي ربه في الخلوات تخلى الله عنه في أشد الحالات or في أحرج الأوقات. That whosoever forgot about Allah behind closed doors or in secret, Allah will neglect him in the most critical time of his life, and that is death. So there are many, many things, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to pay attention to when it comes to avoiding sins. And that is number one, ghafla. You have to always beware of the state of heedlessness. Don't ever listen to this reminder that you are listening to today and just pay no attention whatsoever. Never, never do that, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Pay attention. Don't ever be like the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, that these people are like animals. No, they are even worse. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The day of reckoning is coming closer to people while they are in a state of heedlessness. You know, mu'aridun, they reject these reminders. They reject it. They say, like, later, inshallah. Inshallah, we will repent later. We're still alive. We're still enjoying life. We're still young. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us all. May Allah protect us all. Allah described these people, lahum a'yunun. These people have got the eyes, but they don't see with it. They have got the heart, but they don't feel with it. They don't reflect over the reminders. And then Allah said, ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adall. Those are like cattle. No, they are even worse than cattle, worse than animals, because animals were born by natural, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are designed this way. Monkeys, my brothers and sisters, are not smarter than human beings. They are created to behave in that way. Dogs are not smarter, or dolphins or pigs. They are not smarter than you. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created humankind in the best mold, in the best shape ever. You are favored over all creation. So these animals that behave in certain ways, and then you think that they are smarter than you, or they're very, very intelligent, they are not. They are designed this way. All monkeys, with no exception, love banana. But not all human beings love the same type of food. SubhanAllah al-Azim. They are designed this way. They are made to behave this way for us to appreciate the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you are an intellectual creation. You are an intellectual creation for a reason, to choose between different options, to choose between right and wrong. You have that ability that was not given to animals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah say what? That when you are heedless, when you don't pay attention to the commands of Allah, you degrade yourself to a status even lower than the animals. وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Those are the heedless people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Second thing that you need to pay attention of is belittling minor sins. You know, minor sin plus minor sin plus 1,000 minor sins plus 1,000,000 minor sins becomes mountains of sins that you will not be able to bear on the day of judgment. You will be surprised. You will be like drained. You will be like wishing, hoping not to even exist, seeing those minor sins. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Don't ever belittle minor sins, for they indeed accumulate until they doom men. They doom people. They doom people. Minor sins. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran did not say, don't do zina. He said, don't come closer to zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even come closer to any situation that may lead you to zina. Any situation. And don't even say what we hear from people around, that, brother, but my intention is this. I walk with this girl, but my intention is pure. But brother, I can't control myself. Rubbish. All this is rubbish, my brothers and sisters. Ibrahim alayhi salam, we mentioned this before, I think. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the man who broke the idols. He broke the idols because he didn't believe that they are gods. Is the same one who makes dua. He made dua to Allah. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Ya Allah, make this place, Mecca, a place, a city of security and safety, and protect me and my children, prevent me and my children from worshipping the idols. Why such a man who broke the idols will make dua not to worship the idols? Because nothing is guaranteed. Don't ever say, I can, I'm strong, I don't have this, and my intention is pure. You can fall anytime. That's why avoidance is better than remedies. To avoid the sickness is better than the cure. SubhanAllah, prevention is better than cure, as they say, right? So be careful, my brothers and sisters in Islam. It is absolutely essential to avoid sins at all costs. Now, what do we do? How to deal practically with this? Number one, before the sin. So I always say, you know, protect your environment before the sin. So design your environment in a way that is conducive to good activities. Finished. So if your sin is using your mobile phone or internet devices behind closed doors, don't do that anymore. Use your computers, use your devices outside bedroom. Problem solved. You will have no heart to do anything foolish in front of the people when your device is in public. So before the sin, you have to immediately, you have to protect yourself. Look at the man, subhanAllah al-Azim, look at the man who killed 99 persons. And he went to a sheikh and he told him, will Allah accept my repentance? He said, no, so he killed him. So he killed 100 people. But the man was so sincere, he went to another man to ask, a scholar, someone who was given knowledge and wisdom. And he told him, will Allah accept my repentance? Say, of course Allah will accept your repentance, but your environment is toxic. Your environment is inviting you to sin. So leave your environment. So the first thing is, before the sin, we have to design our environment in a manner that will always encourage us to do that which is right. Number two, at the time of the sin. So when you are now pushed so hard, if you are pushed so hard to commit that sin, what do? Run away. Run away. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was seduced by the lady who wanted him to commit zina, he said what? I seek refuge from Allah. I seek Allah's protection. I have nowhere to run to except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he ran the opposite direction. Where are you going, Yusuf alayhi salam? The doors were locked from behind, from inside, from outside. Guards were outside, not to allowing anyone to exit. Subhanallah, that was the situation. Yet, he ran to the opposite direction of the lady, and the lady ripped off his shirt from behind. That's how he was resisting the sin. Run away, leave that place. When you're bombarded, when you're bombarded by the sinful atmosphere, and you are about to fall, run away. Make wudu and do two rak'ah. Call a friend, call someone that you trust. You know, our mashayikh used to define good friends by telling us that good friends are those people who when you look at them, they remind you of Allah. Even without telling you anything, just being in the presence of those people bring you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now we are human beings. After the sin, what do you do? So before the sin, at the time of the sin, after the sin, because we are human beings, we are bound to commit mistakes. After the sin, what do you do? Number one, despair not. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever say that I've been doing the sin again and again and Allah will never forgive me. Ever. Never despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Allah said that He forgives all sins, minor or major, so long as you return back. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا Allah said, those my slaves who have transgressed all bounds and all limits. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ Those who wrong themselves. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Don't ever despair in the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgive all sins. Alhamdulillah. So don't ever despair in the mercy of Allah if you have fallen into these sinful activities. Number two within this point is that you should immediately repent. And number three, you should immediately make or do a good action. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna al-sayyi'at. Good deeds wipe out bad ones. So remember those things. And number four is the way forward. The way forward. So before the sin, at the time of the sin, after the sin, and the way forward. Now my lifestyle after that, pertaining to sinful environment and sinful activities, is revolves around two things, my brothers and sisters in Islam, dua and da'wah, the two D's. Dua during the night, you know, we are in Ramadan, 16 days or some people 15 days of Ramadan have gone already. And we've been accustomed to making dua at night. Now continue with that dua, even after Ramadan. Dua in the night and da'wah throughout the day, the 2 days. Invite people to goodness. The video that you have listened to today, the lecture that you've listened today, maybe this is something was beneficial to you, but why will you bury that video within your own account? Why don't you share it with others? That's what we always say. Da'wah is not necessarily to invite non-Muslims to Islam. Da'wah is to invite people to goodness. To invite people to goodness. So jazakumullahu khairan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who hear the reminders and follow them to the best of our ability. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to control our desires, not in a toxic way, but to control these actions that are based on some desires that are toxic, walayadu billah. May Allah allow us or enable us to direct these desires in a halal way. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevent us from falling into sinful activities that would displease Allah and result in our damnation in hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Don't forget, share the videos, subscribe to the Aware Academy YouTube channel, and we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.